Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe, it's going to be interesting to watch Tennessee this year in terms of the expectations that get set for their football team as the fall comes around. Because, look, I love watching the Tennessee Vols play. They've been a part of my life in terms of my college football consumption for years and years now. But expectations have a tendency around here sometimes of maybe getting a little too much out of control in terms of the way that fans operate. What do you think fair expectations should be for the Vols as they head into this upcoming season?
I think the expectation should be that they go 8-4. Well, I think a good season, you're happy if you're a Tennessee fan, if they go 9-3. You want them to start making it a regular thing to beat the other East teams they should beat.
Yep.
You know, and that's South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. You take care of those games. They took care of them last year. And then, you know, you've got four really tough games on the schedule. Unfortunately for Tennessee, or fortunately if you love the rivalry, you know, right now it just doesn't work out well for them that their protected game from the West is Alabama. But so you know you got that every year. You know you have Florida, Georgia every year, and they also go to Oklahoma. Take care of the other games. You're going to be favored, I believe, in all the other games. And then get one of those other ones. And you're 9-3. That's a good year. Anything beyond that is, to me, a fantastic year.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, to help us talk more about the Vols, we bring in our very good friend Wes Rucker from Go Vols 24/7. Wes, thanks for coming on with us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. What's up this morning?
Not a whole lot. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm actually about to head over y'all's way, so.
Very nice.
Watch a little hoops today.
Got your hazmat suit, buddy?
Ready to roll. Ready to rock.
Your little mask on and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, for those of us who travel all the time, this is not scary at all. So, yeah, that's good.
That's right. So, Wes, we were talking in the last segment about Tennessee's spring practice beginning, the competition at quarterback, Garantano there, Maurer there. Obviously, Harrison Bailey garnering a lot of attention coming in as a freshman. Is this maybe the most depth that Tennessee has had at the quarterback position in, gosh, probably the last 10, 15 years?
It's got to be up there, you know. And it's gotten to a point now where in college football, it's like there's too many of them, you know. It's what a quarterback room kind of used to look like. But now in these days where if you don't get the job, you're kind of transferring – it's a lot, and to be honest, if they have this same exact number going into preseason camp, I'll be kind of surprised because that's just not the way things go in this era. But, you know, Tennessee's got five scholarship guys, and then they've got a sixth guy who's pretty much as good as a scholarship guy in Kasim Hill, who was a starter for a couple of years at Maryland and beat Texas twice. So, you know, they've got some pieces there. Now, are any of them going to be just studs this season? I don't know. I mean, Bailey might have the most upside, but Garantano is certainly the most experienced. Maurer's really exciting. You know, there's this freshman, Jimmy Holiday, who is the best athlete they've had at quarterback in a while. If he sticks there, probably since, I'm guessing, you know, guy, you'd have to go back years, maybe to Schaefer. So, I mean, they've got a bunch of different options, but are any of them going to be great? Now we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm focused on three guys here, Wes. Obviously, Garantano, and, you know, I mean, I'd like to know if you agree with me. I think it's strong favorite to be the starter for the season. I feel really good about him starting when the season starts. I don't necessarily feel as confident about him always being the guy on the field. You know, I think he's got to keep the job. Obviously, everybody's going to be so obsessed with Bailey right now. I'd like to know what you think about him early, but also is Maurer, I look at Maurer as a guy people are going to overlook because, you know, you've got the senior, you've got the five-star freshman, but I think Maurer is a guy who could take huge strides, and I thought showed some really good stuff last year and also showed his youth. What do you think about those three guys?
Well, you know, those are probably the three best guys to look at right now. And Bailey, I'll tell you this much. The first thing that stands out is he's a lot bigger I think, than people think he is. Maybe it's because he's just young. So people don't think of a young quarterback being big. But, I mean, this kid's probably 6'5", 225 almost, something like that. And he's a really big kid, and he throws a really nice ball. He certainly looks sturdy in the pocket, and he's a decent runner. In terms of overall upside, you know, he hadn't done anything yet, but in terms of overall upside, it's hard to say he doesn't have more upside. You know, this team, all things equal, someone's going to have to beat out Garantano because they know what they've got there with him. And, you know, the devil that you know might be better than the devil you don't know. And they got some tough games early in the season going to Oklahoma so early. You know, that probably does put Garantano right in the driver's seat. You know, he's just a guy that's always kind of, he's got so much experience. And I know people don't want to hear that, but I still think he's kind of the guy to beat. And then with Maurer, you're right. I mean, Maurer is really, really exciting. He has an ability to do things that, you know, just kind of wow you. And then he's also got the ability to make you go, ugh. You know, he should have had so many more turnovers than he actually had last year. He got a lot of balls that should have been intercepted, made a lot of mistakes. But he also made some of the best plays of the season. So, yeah, those are the three guys to watch. I think, you know, I wouldn't discount some of the others necessarily. But, yeah, if you ask me right now, gun to my head, Garantano is probably the guy going into the season because someone's going to have to really, really impress to beat him out. Because if all things are equal, probably go with the guy you know. But those are the three guys to watch for sure. And I'm really interested to see Bailey this spring.
Wes Rucker from Go Vols 24/7 on the line with us. And Wes, obviously the SEC basketball tournament starting today here in Nashville. Tennessee puts together a run at the end of the year, beating Florida, beating Kentucky, obviously falling short, disappointing the last game against Auburn. What did you make of their basketball season as a whole this year? And what do you make of the SEC tournament, their chances going in?
You know, there's only a couple teams in this SEC tournament I just don't think they can beat. I think one of them is Auburn. I just don't think – we've seen that game for 3 years, right? They just – it's weird because, you know, John Calipari tends to, you know, tends to do okay against Bruce Pearl. Rick Barnes does really well against John Calipari, and Bruce Pearl almost always beats Rick Barnes. So you kind of got a weird, you know, trio there at the top. But that's just kind of how things go. I think with everything they've been through, I don't think it's a terrible year. I really don't. You know, I was more bullish than most going into the season because that's how much that's how strongly I feel about Lamonte Turner. I think he's one of the best leaders and toughest dudes I've ever been around. Without him, that changed this season a lot. And I'm not saying that it's been a great season because it hasn't, but I think people are kind of overstating how bad it's been. I think when you look at that Turner loss, they are about where they should be in a lot of ways. Now, next season, there'll be no excuses. They need to be really good next season. They need to be right there competing for every championship. But this season, everything that's going on, I don't think it's the worst thing.
No, I'm with you, Wes. I mean, so much has gone on with these guys, and I agree with you. Turner, special intangibles and a special ability to hit that big shot, too. You know, obviously before the shoulder made it so he basically couldn't shoot. You mentioned Bruce Pearl. Interesting thing he said after the game Saturday, you know, talking about all that Tennessee went through, but then he's like, basically, like, you know, they have an issue at point guard. And he was talking defensively, of course, and we saw it in that game. I mean, you know, Vescovi, and we've seen it other times. I mean, he is struggling right now to keep guys in front of him. It's hard to hammer someone who, you know, was at an academy in Australia in December and all of a sudden, you know, starts, you know, a few hours after getting to town, it seems like. But what do you think is his I guess upside? Like, can he get himself? Is he the point guard moving forward of this program? Can he get himself with a great off season and strength and all that to the point where you can feel okay about him against some of the best guards in this league defensively?
You know, there's going to be a couple issues with Vescovi and Pearl going forward, I think, and I don't think that they're insurmountable issues, but I do think they're real issues, and that's that Vescovi kind of plays the game at more of an NBA point guard's pace. You know, he's not rushed. He is quick, getting up the floor sometimes, but he's not lightning quick getting up the floor sometimes. And he's a good athlete, but he's not a burner. And Rick Barnes wants his point guards to play fast, really, really fast.
Like Jordan Bone.
Yeah, think about it. And even Turner getting up the court too pretty quick. I mean, they want to get up there and get a shot either in the first 7 seconds or work the half-court offense and then go from there. That's going to be an issue. And the other thing is, you know, they really – when they get to play defense the way they want to, it's 94 feet in your face the entire time. And that's just not something Vescovi athletically is equipped to do against some guys. I will say this. Their strength coach, Garrett Maidenwald, one of the best in the business. I do think Vescovi – given a full off season, will be a different kind of athlete. And if you know, I go back to Lamonte Turner, who was not a great defender early in his career, was willing but not a great defender, and then he just got quicker and more explosive every season, and eventually he got there. So that those are going to be issues. But I mean, they love Vescovi as a player. Maybe he plays more off the ball, and they put someone like B.J. Bailey at point guard next season, the transfer from Oregon.
I think we lost Wes there.
I still think he has NBA point guard upside, but I don't know how quickly he'll move.
There he is. Wes Rucker, ladies and gentlemen, from GoVols 24/7 has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Wes, thanks so much for coming on with us, and we're looking forward to seeing you in our great city this week, my friend.
No problem. Be there in a couple hours, boys.
Absolutely. Wes Rucker from GoVols 24/7 has been our guest. When we come back, it was a big win last night for the Nashville Predators against the Montreal Canadiens. We'll get back into that. Also talk about the SEC basketball tournament beginning play this week at Bridgestone Arena as well. You're listening to Morning Drive live from the Wholesale Inc. studio powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.